Hi, my name is Zakiron, and welcome to my video and podcast, How to Get Over Your Fear of Selling / Rejection, which is exactly the same thing. In this video and podcast, I give you an absolute master key of happiness and success, because at the root of the fear of selling is the fear of rejection. And your happiness and success in all aspects of life, not just business and money, depends upon getting over that fear. Selling is not convincing someone to do something that they don't want to do. True selling is rather a process of influencing people to make decisions that will improve the quality of their life and even inspire them to believe in themselves that they can achieve their dreams. All business is about providing value to improve people's lives, and the more value you can provide and the more people that you can help will be the degree that you financially succeed or fail. And success in business and in life absolutely requires that you get beyond your fears and your old momentum and your limiting beliefs that are sabotaging your happiness and your success. Because if you can't sell yourself and the services you provide and sell the product that the value that your product or services can provide to improve people's lives, then you're going to struggle financially your entire life, because there is zero leverage in the straight nine to five employment situation for you to provide enough value for people for them to pay you enough money to ensure your financial freedom. Life and business is all about selling, or rather influencing people and providing value to improve people's lives. Whether it is business, employment, relationships, parenting, teaching, etc., and you can have the most amazing life-changing widget or the most valuable and helpful service, or be the most amazing writer or teacher or parent, etc., on earth. But if you have a fear of selling and a fear of being rejected and judged, then your talents, your influence, your valuable products, services, teachings, writings, music, art, etc., is wasted. And you are depriving people of something priceless that you could bless them and improve the quality of their lives with. No one has a fear of selling. What everyone fears is rejection. What people fear is a loss of self-esteem, because their self-worth is dependent upon others. What people fear the most is their friends, lovers, and family withdrawing love from them and judging them. But basing your self-worth upon other people's opinions of you is a disempowered and ultimately a completely unhappy way to live, because if you haven't figured it out by now, it is an impossible, never-ending, and completely stressful job trying to please everyone to maintain their favor. And it is not your job to please them in the first place. It is their job to please themselves, and it is your job to please yourself. And it is impossible to hold anyone's favor towards you for very long, because you will always be less important to everyone than themselves. And the only sure way to achieve your happiness and your success is to care mostly about yourself and just feeling good and leaving everyone else's opinions about you out of the picture. What everyone thinks about you is none of your business. Being afraid of selling is a poor excuse to struggle and ultimately fail in life, and it is a poor excuse to be unhappy, because you are neglecting your own joy and the pursuit of your own dreams and desires in favor of everyone else's happiness. And being afraid of rejection is going to sabotage your happiness, your relationships, your success, and your financial freedom. So it's time to get over your idiotic fears of rejection and your fears of failure. and your fears of ridicule, etc., and start getting busy helping people create more happy, healthy, and wealthy lives. Now, that was just the introduction to this amazing training guidance that I'm going to provide for you on part two. So I hope you'll tune in to that amazing part two of this video and podcast, How to Get Over Your Fear of Selling / Fear of Rejection, because that's all fear of selling is fear of rejection. So my name is Zakiron, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. Please share this with your friends. Tune in to part two. Go visit me at zakiron.com for more audios and videos for your self-empowerment. And go get yourself a free copy of my book, audio and video series, The Master Keys of Success and Freedom, to help you create more fun, money, and freedom in your life at freekeysofsuccess.info. And I will see you guys on part two. Woohoo! Hi, my name is Zakiron, and welcome to part two of my video, the body of this video and podcast, How to Get Over Your Fear of Selling / Rejection, because they're the same thing. Aside from the hungry go-getters that have big dreams of success, most people are afraid of sales and run as fast as they can from businesses in general, especially where they're going to have to be salespeople, because they are simply afraid of rejection and afraid of being judged. They're afraid of being judged as selfish, which is what we often believe salespeople to be. Non-business savvy people believe that, quote-unquote, salespeople only care about making money and don't care about you, the customer. But that really is a very old, outdated perception of sales and salespeople in today's day and age, especially when people are much smarter in general and on to the scams. Yes, unscrupulous, desperate, third world scam artists are only interested in manipulating you into buying their widgets, regardless of your interests. But if you are a business person who understands sales and success, you know that the only way to achieve massive success in business and in life is to truly discover people's needs, wants, and desires and fulfill them. Zig Ziglar said it best, quote, "You will get what you want in life if you help enough other people get what they want," end quote. And the people on earth that produce something that brings joy to people's lives, that bring more convenience or entertain them or provide wisdom, such as success teachers, authors, etc. In other words, great value. Those are the people who are the richest and the most fulfilled people on earth. Because they are providing great value for other people's lives, and that is a fulfilling thing to do. And they were able to provide such immense value to people's lives with their song or their movie or their book or their product or their training, etc., because of sales and marketing. Without sales and marketing, your million-dollar idea or your song or your movie or your book or wisdom or your teachings, etc., that could radically improve the quality of people's lives, of millions of people's lives, is absolutely inert and impotent and only a wish. It is only an unfulfilled dream. Now, you are a creator. Everyone on earth is a creator, and everyone is creative. Everyone comes up with amazing ideas every single day that could make them absolutely, completely rich and successful. But most people do nothing, and those ideas, because they're afraid of sales, afraid of rejection, what do? They do nothing. They do nothing because they are afraid of rejection. They're afraid of their friends and family ridiculing them and judging them and losing the self-esteem from their family because they, you know, are judging them for their lofty, unrealistic dreams. They're basically just afraid of no. There are 5 billion immensely talented people out there in the world who will never fulfill their dreams because they're afraid of rejection from people who really don't care about them. That's right, you heard right, friends. Everyone that you are afraid of being rejected by, everybody that you value their opinion so freaking much about you, they don't really even care about you. They only care about themselves. Who do they care about most in the world? That's right, themselves. So these people whose opinion you value so much and who you are squashing your dreams for don't even care about you and your dreams. They only care about their dreams. And the only reason they are rejecting you and your dreams of success or your business idea or your product idea, etc., is because they are busy repressing and denying their own hopes and dreams, and rejecting you is the same vibration and serves to justify their own actions of repressing their dreams and ideas for fear of rejection and ridicule and fear of failure, etc. But the truth is, no one really fears failure either, just as people don't really fear sales. People only are afraid of being ridiculed by their friends and family for failing. They don't want to hear people say, "See, I told you so. It was just a fantasy. Come back to the safety of the cave. Come back to the safety of our tribe who are comfortably numb, repressing our dreams to ensure our emotional security." But if you haven't figured it out yet, people can't and don't make you happy. Only you can make yourself happy. You can spend your entire life doing whatever it takes to keep everyone else happy, but it's ultimately an impossible task because everyone changes the rules every day and you just can't do enough for employers and family and friends and lovers and wives and husbands and boyfriends and girlfriends to keep them all happy. And of course, at the complete expense of your own happiness, because no one actually cares if you're happy or not. They only care if they are happy. And as long as you are doing what they want to keep them happy, then you're in their good books. But as soon as you, quote unquote, selfishly decide that their happiness is less important than your own, then boy, are you in trouble. You're kicked out of the bed, you're fired, you're kicked out of the family and the tribe. So back to the point of this video and podcast. As I began, most people are afraid of sales or being salespeople because of their fears of rejection, because of their fears of loss of social esteem from their friends, family, lovers, etc., and fears of being judged as being unscrupulous, etc., being thought of as being a bad person. But in life, the truth is that everything is about sales. If you want a relationship, or if you want sex, if you want a life partner, or if you just want to get laid, you've got to sell yourself. And to maintain that relationship, you've got to keep selling yourself. You've got to prove that you're worth the investment of a person's time, energy, love, and even money to commit to you. If you're a parent, you've got to sell your children on the benefits of eating vegetables rather than eating chocolate for every meal. And if you want to succeed in life, first you're going to have to sell educational institutions that you're worth even being educated. And then you've got to sell employers that you're worth employing because you're going to provide great value to the company. And I could go on and on and on and on. And anyone who is in business, I don't care if it's a large business with a ton of products and services or you're just a self-employed person providing a single service, if you can't sell your products or your services, you're dead in the water. You're just a talented person with a great idea and that's it. And no one knows you exist, and no one knows your amazing product or service exists. So if you're afraid of selling yourself, your product or your services, you will never succeed financially. You're going to struggle your entire life. Of course, if you're lucky enough to have money to employ a great sales team, your business will improve. But if you don't get over your sales phobia because you are the leader and the most influential creator in your business will never really get big because you're still afraid of rejection. So no matter how good your sales team is, you're still going to be affecting the success of your business. Now, every single day I introduce people to a platform that helps people have more fun, travel, freedom, and fulfillment in their lives. Things that I know every single person wants more of in their lives. And you would think that because these are things that are seriously lacking in people's lives, and that everyone wants more of that, everyone would say, yes, 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 I want to travel more, I want more fun, I want more freedom, I want more adventure, I want more excitement and fulfillment in my life, sign me up. But the majority of people allow this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity that could radically improve the quality of their lives pass them by because it seems like an unreachable dream. What I offer is way too big of a step for most people. They can't see the top of the mountain. But I show them a clear view of it, and I show them the pathway to the top of the mountain. But most people are afraid, once again, of being rejected and ridiculed by their friends and family and lovers for doing something out of the ordinary. So they can't see the top of the mountain. They can't even see the path to get there. Because most people have worked really hard at repressing their dreams of freedom, they have so much momentum at saying no that when the answer to their prayers finally comes, they say no, only because they're so used to saying no every freaking day of their lives. They're like broken records stuck on no, 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 no. But basically, they are stuck on fear. So, how can you get your record unstuck from fear? How can you keep that CD and DVD from skipping? Well, the key to happiness and success is to not try and fix the past. Did you get that? The past is done. Just let the past be in the past. And instead of trying to heal yourself, which only digs up the past again and again and keeps adding negative momentum from the past, instead of trying to slow or stop your old momentum of fear and no and skepticism and doubt and sabotage, it is much more efficient and powerful to just create new momentum. And how do you do that? How do you create more momentum? One step at a time. How do you get to the top of the mountain? One step at a time. How do you eat an elephant? One step at a time. Start saying yes. You see, most people have been trained to say no to what they dislike and don't want in life. But they have not been taught to say yes to what they do like. They've been taught to try to kill what they don't like, thinking in some sort of faulty premise that what's going to be left is what they do like. So stop saying no and start saying yes. Stop focusing on what you don't like, don't want, and the lack of what you want, and start saying yes to what you do like and do want. Start becoming a yes man and a yes woman, or yes gender neutral hermaphrodite, or whatever you want to call yourself. You ask the universe to answer your prayers of more love and more joy and better health and more fun and more adventure and more sex and more travel and more freedom and more travel, etc. And now start saying yes to all of that. Stop second guessing yourself and doubting yourself. And stop trying to prove your worth trying to prove how hard of a worker you are and that you deserve to receive your desires, because that is basically saying, I want this thing that I don't deserve. So your yes is canceled out by a no. Trying to prove anything to anyone is saying no to what you want. So start saying yes and build up momentum of yes and more things that you say yes to, things you like, love, and want more of, and the things that you can appreciate that are easy to appreciate, the more of those things will manifest in your life that you will naturally keep saying yes to. The more things you focus on that you like, love, and appreciate, the more yes things you focus upon, the more things that you like, love, and appreciate will continue to manifest in your life. So start saying yes to money. Saying, I want money. When you say, I want money, but rich people are corrupt, and there's a limited supply of money, and I'm afraid of failure, or I'm afraid of success, or I'm afraid of becoming corrupt, or money's not spiritual, or money's evil, well, that's all saying no to money. That's all saying no to your success. That's all saying no to your well-being. Saying, I want money, but money isn't spiritual, and it's evil, and rich people don't go to heaven, etc., is saying no to money in your life. Saying, I want money, but I don't want to be a salesperson, is saying no to money and wealth and success in your life. Judging rich people is saying no to money and success and abundance, etc., in your life. Saying, I want a wonderful relationship, but I don't want this, and I don't want that, and I hate this, and I don't want that, is saying no to relationship and love in your life. Or at least it's saying no to happy, healthy relationships in your life, because you're mostly focused on the no of what you don't want rather than what you do want. So you're going to just attract more things like another relationship that you find out you really actually don't want. I want a business, or I want a job, or I want to be financially free, but I don't want this and I don't want that, is saying no to the job and to the financial freedom and to the business, etc., etc. So stop it! Stop bloody saying no and start saying yes. Stop looking for things to say no to and look for things to say yes to. If someone like me offers you an amazing opportunity to improve the quality of your life, say yes. Saying, I'll think about it, is saying no. Saying maybe is saying no. Saying it looks good, but is saying no. You are no longer allowed to say no, and you are no longer allowed to say but, B-U-T. You're allowed to say, you're allowed to use the word B-U-T-T, such as, I like big butts and I cannot lie, you other brothers can't deny, or she's got a really nice butt, or he's got a really nice butt, but you're no longer allowed to say B-U-T. Oh, shit, I just said a but. So, when someone like me comes along and offers you a way to start traveling the world 100 times cheaper than you could possibly imagine, and offers you a way to make extra money helping other people travel more often and cheaper and having more fun and freedom in their lives, just say yes. Even if that is not your ultimate dream in life, even if your dream is to become a rock star or a nuclear scientist or a widget magnet, whatever your dream is, you've got to start somewhere. You've got to start taking yes steps. And every step of yes gives you greater clarity about what you want. And every yes step of clarity gets you closer to your dreams. And if someone like me comes along and offers you a way to achieve the fun and freedom you desire, and your old fear-based no momentum rears its ugly head, just say yes and accept the challenge to surpass your old, outdated dinosaur fears. Say yes. And if someone like me offers you an amazing opportunity to add immense value to other people's lives by selling them something that has absolutely priceless value, which is more fun, more freedom, and more fulfillment, embrace your desire to bless people's lives. Embrace your power of influence and show people the answer to their prayers. Bless them and improve the quality of their lives, and embrace your ability to profit and even achieve financial freedom because you have added immense joy and value to people's lives. That is the mark of an enlightened salesperson. An enlightened salesperson leads by influence. They never try to convince with proof. Proof is for amateurs. Proof is for convincing people to do things that they don't really want to do. The best way to help people is to lead by example and show them that they too are creators and they too have the power to create whatever they want in their lives. They too can live lives of fun, freedom, and fulfillment. And you can too. Contact me now at ilovefreedom.info and I will show you how. I'll show you a very short 2-minute video of how you can add immense value to your life by helping other people add immense value to their lives. Contact me now at ilovefreedom.info and I'll show you how to start traveling the world right now rather than having to wait until you're 65, and I'll show you how to make extra money on the side to improve the quality of your life even more. And two, one step at a time. Get you to the top of the mountain where you are completely financially free, helping other people become financially free. Because if you help enough other people get what they want, you'll get everything that you want. And you'll have an absolute ball doing it. You'll have fun. You'll have the most joyful, amazing, abundant, fulfilling life than you could ever possibly imagine. So, I know you liked this video or podcast, so share it with your friends. Bless them with these amazing teachings. Come visit me at zakhyron.com for more self-empowering articles, books, audios, videos, products, etc. to help you create whatever you want in your life, help you to lead an absolutely amazing, happy, and fulfilling life. Go get yourself a copy of my free book, audio, and video series, The Master Keys of Success and Freedom, to help you create more fun, money, and freedom in your life at freekeysofsuccess.info. My name is Zakhyron, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. Thanks again for watching my video or listening to this podcast, and I wish you immense joy and abundance on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And always, remember to make life a holiday. Woohoo!